This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. People are still not flying as much as they were before the pandemic, but the numbers this summer have been picking up. Yesterday, more than 1.7 million passengers went through TSA checkpoints, compared to about 500,000 last year at this time. And while the new Delta variant has changed plans for some people, the fact is a lot of folks are restless, looking to catch up on missed time and finally travel again. But to help navigate the ever-changing pandemic restrictions and COVID testing requirements, travel agents have been seeing a lot more business, which brings us to today's installment of our series, My Economy.
I'm Sarah Fazenden. I own Vidari Travel, and I'm based in Denver, Colorado. We design custom itineraries all around the world. Most of our clients are families, and they're looking to plan sort of big bucket list trips. And so in March, when it became crystal clear that the world was shutting down, then it was really, really horrible. We were dealing with canceling trips for the summer of 2020 into the fall, lots of rebooking, lots of travel insurance claims and working to, you know, get vouchers. It was particularly painful. In many cases, we were giving clients back commissions that had already been paid. So going into the red on that front. We were all telling ourselves during the darkest days of 2020 that travel is important to people. And so we knew it was going to come back in full force. And about, I'd say probably in May, things really started to explode. It's bananas. It's been busy. It's just a wonderful thing. The volume is definitely increased, but the more significant thing that we're looking at is the total budget that families are allocating towards trips has increased significantly now in 2021 versus what we were seeing even in the first quarter of 2020. People are, you know, maybe spending an extra couple of days, they're traveling a bit further, they're adding on experiences that maybe they wouldn't have before. As a travel company, we do have fees that we charge in addition to commissions. So when people are spending more, that definitely makes a trip more profitable for us, for sure. The appeal of having a travel advisor right now, I think, is twofold. We have, for decades, established relationships with people around the world, and our clients value the specialty that that brings to their itinerary. The second part of that, though, really is COVID. For a family traveling to Italy, for example, if children are unvaccinated, that means that they have to have a COVID test every 48 hours to go into museums or eat indoors at restaurants. And that is something that the team on the ground is coordinating. And so there's definitely this bigger picture. I'm investing a lot in travel and I want to make sure that we're working with people who really know what they're doing. I feel like there is a bit of a growing concern about the Delta variant. It's potentially putting us into a situation, you know, that reminds us a little bit of 2020. We can't predict the future, but we've made it this far. So I feel good about what's to come.
That was Sarah Fazenden. She runs Vidari Travel out in Denver, Colorado. Let us know how your economy is doing at marketplace.org/myeconomy.